Good morning. This is Carey Price, the most awesome DJ. We got rid of Murph for a couple weeks while he's off having fun. I'm not going to trash talk him today because that's not who I am. However, we're going to have a great morning. So I wear many hats. I am the director of the Elroy Area Chamber and I own the Elroy Theater. So I'm going to switch back and forth between those two entities all morning, kind of give you the in on what's happening in Elroy and what you could look forward to for the movie theater. So hang on to your, I'm going to say hats. We're going to go with hats because this isn't a country station, right? So enjoy the morning. I'll be back. Stop back in. I'll be here till 10. Good morning. This is Carey Price, the most awesome DJ. I'm talking to you right here from Mawson, but my home place is Elroy. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the Spring Fling. So we're going to have a little party in Elroy on April 27th. It's a Saturday. It has all kinds of fun things, so you should stop on in. We're going to start out with a craft fair down by the Elroy Ambulance. But for me, the big thing is the Beer and Wine Walk. It starts at 3 and runs till 5. You can get tickets. We'll have all that information after April 1st. And then in the middle of that time, we're going to have a parade. It's going to be awesome. So imagine when you were a kid and you decided, hey man, I think we should have a parade. And all your friends put their little cards inside the bikes and you went with your Hot Wheels and you made this cool parade. That's sort of the parade we're looking for. It's at 4 o'clock. Sign up is online. You go to Elroy Area Chamber. It's $20 to enter. And then everybody who enters gets thrown into a big jar. We draw out one of the people and they win half of that pot. I guess it would be like a 50-50. So that's at 4 o'clock on Saturday. And then after the parade's done, the wine walk's done, we want you to bop over to the American Legion right there in Elroy. And the Elroy Lions are going to have a Spring Fling party where they're having appetizers starting at 5. And then the band Anxious Edge, which is a 70s and 80s rock band that's going to be playing at 7 o'clock. So the idea is we're all get a little squirrely that time of year. You know, it's time to let your hair down, have a little fun, and why not do it all together? It's an awesome day. Saturday, April 27th in Elroy. If you're looking for more information, it will be on the website or Facebook of any of the entities that are called Elroy. Yes, I said the word probably 50 times. All right, we'll be back. I'll be here till 10, and I'll talk about the movie theater next. We'll see you soon. Good morning, back at WRJC 92.1 FM with Carey Price, the most awesome DJ. So I want to talk to you about my movie theater. The number one question I get asked is, how do you choose your movies? It is asked probably 4 to 5 times a week. I've owned the place for 18 years, so I know the answer to this question. What it comes down to is, what do people want to watch? And the number one thing that they want to watch are family movies. That is where the biggest return, the most people show up. They also really enjoy comedies. I kind of enjoy those artsy-fartsy movies, but I rarely get them for the movie theater because they just don't get a large crowd that comes. Scary movies, I don't get them because, yes, I'm the owner and I'm afraid of scary movies. So I usually only do 1 or 2 a year because you people leave and then I'm stuck in a really dark movie theater by myself and I get a little scared. I won't lie. I'm kind of a chicken. So I choose the movies based off of what people attend. However, what happens next is I have to go to negotiations with the studios. So just because I want a movie does not mean I get it. They have what they call wide release, which means it goes to all cities and I can usually get those movies. But if they have select release, they won't give it to a small town in Elroy, even though we're awesome and even though I give them good numbers. So studios don't care about how much I charge for a ticket. They get a percentage. What percentage is it? I'll tell you when you come back. We'll see you in a moment. This is 92.1 FM and Carey, the most awesome DJ. Welcome back. This is Carey Price, the most awesome DJ, and you're on 92.1 FM. Murph is out sunning himself, possibly having a beverage or two. Either way, we do miss you, Murph. And now I'm going to talk because I'm much more fun. So I had left with the question of how much do studios charge for a movie? So they charge a percentage. Depending on if that movie is a blockbuster or if it's just a general movie, if it's done really well or not, they adjust that percentage. In general, a movie costs me 45 to 50% of the door. However, a blockbuster is about 72% of the door. So my ticket's $5. That's what you pay when you come in. If you understand, I make it so the math is easy. Honestly, it's for the math to be easy. It's $5. But that actually has internalized the sales tax. So it's about $4.85. So they get 72% of that. However, there are once in a while huge movies that have claimed up to 78% of the door. So most theaters are making their money in concessions. That's why their concessions seem to keep climbing. They can't control the studio side. They can only control the concession side. My concessions are still cheap. There's a reason why. The theater, for me, has never paid my actual bills. I have a real job for that. So my real job is I am the director for the Elroy Public Library. That's what I do for fun. I also am the director for the Elroy Area Chamber, which I'm going to tell you about a couple cool things, including the best day ever in Elroy. It's coming up on April 27th. I'll talk about it after the news. See you soon.